The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you doing today, sir?
I am fucking great. How are you?
I have allergies and it's flooded down here, so pretty much normal.
Yeah, spring has sprung. I'd like to be in the desert right now. That'd be nice.
Yes, very much would.
Everything's dead.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about the Boulder shooting, TV and movie castings, deaths, Lil Nas X, Biden's gun grab, the border crisis, and much more. Top 10 list this week, people who changed the world. And we will answer your listener questions. All right, you ready to get into this?
Yes, I am.
You liar, but let's do it anyway.
See, this is the first weekend I said, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do this.
And you're lying. So.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I kind of. Yeah.
Well, you'll giggle at this first TV story here. The Last of Us on HBO. The showrunners have said that season one will adapt the first game, but will deviate greatly in some episodes. How do you adapt something but will deviate greatly?
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like the game, but you know.
Ryan Gosling is Barack Obama. So.
I don't know what people just want it like what they've read or what they've, you know,
played or
comic,
yeah,
or what they played in a game. Yeah, they just want it like that.
Yeah.
It's what's his name was bitching about the fan service that The Mandalorian was giving people. Well, people, that's what people wanted.
Yeah, and it became popular.
That's... Give the people what they want.
Oddly enough, yes.
I know, it's crazy. You make money off of giving people what they want? No shit.
Huh. First, this next story here. It was going to be a movie. Now it will be a TV series. It is confirmed that Jamie Foxx will be playing Mike Tyson in a new Biograph limited series titled Tyson. Not set up at a network or streaming service, but no doubt we'll quickly find one. Antoine Fuqua is on board to direct and executive produce, and Martin Scorsese is also executive producing. The series is said to span Tyson's entire life. So,
and Norm MacDonald plays Norm MacDonald.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And voices Pigeon.
Yes, a little double, at the same time.
Double duty there.
Yeah. Come on.
The National Treasure TV series that we were kind of excited about. Yeah, no longer excited. But it is moving forward at Disney Plus. They have greenlit a 10-episode order. It will be a reimagining of the franchise. It will be directed by Mira Nair. The series will explore timely issues of identity, community, historical authorship, and patriotism, told from the point of view of Jess Morales, a 20-year-old dreamer who, with her diverse group of friends, sets off on an adventure of a lifetime to uncover her mysterious family history and recover lost treasures. The Latina is taking the torch from Benjamin Gates, played by Nicolas Cage, in the feature films.
You remember there was a Disney show back in the day called The 100 Lives of Black Jack Savage?
It sounds familiar.
He was a pirate that had died, and his ghost was haunting a thing, and he had the guy from Hardcastle and McCormick try to help him.
Right.
It was a cool show.
Huh.
I don't know why I was thinking of that. Why can't they bring back a good show?
BJ and the Bear, I'm telling you.
Why can't they bring back a remake good show like BJ and the Bear? Now there's a concept I can't get enough of, a man and his monkey.
Damn right. The Muppets on Sesame Street there are bringing in two new black puppets. Elijah Walker and his son Wesley will be introduced on March 23rd. I guess that's already happened by Sesame Workshop. As Sesame Street will start quote, talking about race more explicitly going forward. Which makes me wonder, okay, what race is Elmo? Is he red? So that makes him redskin. Do they make him an Indian? Big Bird Asian?
Yeah, because he's yellow. Yeah, yeah.
So what's Oscar?
Has a Grover. Cough constantly.
I mean, come on.
Are they going to steal shit?
I don't know. Just teach the fucking ABCs and move on.
Like they steal the they steal the sticks that make their arms move and shit. They're just like laying there.
This is why Vince can't work with children, by the way.
Oh no, my puppet show would be
yeah, it's, yeah.
Ich bin ein Berliner
with puppets. All right, so a couple sad news here. George Segal passed away this week, best known for his roles in Just Shoot Me and Pops on the Goldbergs. Died from complications of bypass surgery this week. He was 87. Then we also had Jessica Walter passed away at 80 in her sleep, best known as the mother on Arrested Development, and also was the voice of Mallory Archer on Archer. So... that sucks.
No COVID?
No COVID. But apparently she had already recorded all of her lines for the upcoming season of Archer, so that will go forward. But next story here, the Hawkeye series at Disney Plus is apparently already getting a spinoff. It will be a show centered on the character of Echo, a deaf Native American character who will be played by Alakwa Cox in the Hawkeye series. It's in early stages of development for Disney Plus. Echo's a really cool character, was introduced, I believe, in Daredevil. Because why not put a deaf character with a blind character? He worked for Pryor and
Wilder.
Wilder, yeah.
Yeah, see no evil, hear no evil.
That's right. I'm bad.
No, that was Silver Streak.
I know.
You're mixing your movies, man.
It's easy with those two.
They both look the same. What was that? Did they get a Native American to play Echo?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Shocking.
Holy shit.
Ryan Gosling was busy getting prepared for his role of Malcolm X. So.
Right.
Hulu's upcoming adult animated series, Marvel's MODOK, released some castings at WonderCon at Home panel. Let's see. Patton Oswalt, co-creator, will be the voice of MODOK, so instantly I'm out. But Melissa Fumero, Amy Garcia, Ben Schwartz, and John Daly are on the cast. As the big names that they announced was Bill Hader will be Angar the Screamer and the Leader. Whoopi Goldberg will be Pound Cakes. John Hamm will be the voice of Iron Man. And Nathan Fillion will be Wonder Man. So... Patton Oswalt, I'm out. So sorry.
I watched the trailer on YouTube a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
I was like, hey, nope.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
I was like, hey,
I don't want to support commies. Sorry, personal choice. So, all right, Sharon Osbourne. Oh, this thing has went off the rails, hasn't it? She has exited the talk. Co-host is. According to this article, has departed the CBS talk show after coming under fire for defending Piers Morgan's comments about Meghan Markle when she gave the interview to Oprah earlier this month, followed by resurfaced accusations of racism made by former co-host Holly Robinson-Pete. Osbourne had been on the talk for all of its 11 seasons. CBS said in a statement that Sharon has decided to leave the talk. As part of our review, we concluded that Sharon's behavior toward her co-host during the March 10th episode did not align with our values for a respectful workplace.
Yeah, we can't have different opinions.
We also did not find any evidence that CBS executives orchestrated the discussion or blindsided any of the hosts. That's CBS's statement. Basically, she said, Piers can say what he wants. He has freedom of speech. And everybody lost their fucking mind.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah, apparently it also is being reported that she plans to sue both CBS and the producers of the show.
Yeah, she's got Black Sabbath money.
She has Ozfest money. Because she was the one behind Ozfest, so...
I hate to say this, I cannot believe I'm agreeing with Sharon Osbourne.
Yes. So
I cannot believe that, but she is absolutely.
Yeah. You can say what you want.
You have freedom of speech.
Yeah. Just because somebody doesn't like it doesn't mean that you still can't say it.
Fuck off.
Pretty much.
Go eat a fucking shotgun shell.
We're getting another reboot for a show that nobody wants to see. Calista Flockhart reportedly in talk to reprise her role in a reboot of Ally McBeal.
Why?
I don't know and could care less.
Yeah, but is Lucy Liu going to be in it?
Oh, she was in the original, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah. Still not as good of an actress as the Asian that played Yang on Grey's Anatomy. That's a good Asian actress. I don't know her name. I don't know. You
not
have the
that
Googles.
Fucking good now, is she?
Names. You know I'm not good with names.
Sandra Oh?
Yes.
Yeah, she was better in Arliss.
Ah, that's true. Arliss was good.
I love Arliss.
Last thing for TV news this week. We're back to the Wonder Years reboot. You remember the original narrator was Daniel Stern?
Yeah.
It was the grown-up Fred Savage character?
Yeah.
Well, we now have our narrator for the reboot.
Lil Wayne.
To play the adult Dean Williams. Dean Williams is the character. Vince,
wait, is that him?
No. You're mixing up your rappers. Sorry. You're mixing up your rappers. Plain white rapper. Coming off of his award-winning performance in Blazing Saddles, the narrator will be Don Cheadle. Three people laughed at that, and I don't care.
I liked it. I thought it was hilarious, because one's not here anymore. We can make fun of him. Look, Lil Wayne.
Yes?
He's not the one that says, yeah! Who's that guy?
That would be Lil Jon. Not Lil Jon from Robin Hood, Men in Tights, though. Which might have made that movie a little funnier if it could actually be funnier, but
okay.
All right, moving on to movie news this week quickly.
I don't know any of these fucking people. Don't know.
We have an official title for the upcoming Resident Evil movie reboot. Are you ready, Vince?
Yeah.
Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City. Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City will be an adaptation of the first two games and will include main characters from both titles, including Chris and Claire Redfield, Jill Valentine, and Leon Kennedy.
Will I see what's her name's vagina?
No, I don't think she's in these. This is a reboot. I think she's done with the franchise.
Mila Jovovich.
Multipass.
I remember the first movie, we went to see it in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And there it was.
Just, hello, kids.
Yeah, pussy.
Yep.
Oh, you could hear the...
the gasp, the audible gasp, yes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit!
I've seen it before, but still nice. All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I bet it tastes like bubblegum.
Bruce Willis has had it.
Back then, it might taste like bubblegum.
Yeah. Next story here. Emerald Fennell, the Oscar-nominated director of Promising Young Woman, is moving to DC. She has been tapped to write the big-screen adaptation of the DC Comics heroine Zatanna. J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot is producing through his deal with Warner Media. So
awesome. Some guy's dick gets cut off, right?
Say again?
Nothing. Never mind.
I'm confused.
She's just a girl power bullshit.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
As long as she can write backwards for Zatanna, that's going to be the hardest part for her.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. Sony is going to do another movie based on Bewitched.
No.
The classic TV series that starred Elizabeth Montgomery. Sony tried romantic comedy in 2005 with Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell. That
wasn't a romantic comedy. He was trying to kill her, wasn't he?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
The whole premise was like he was like fucking with her or something. I don't know.
This one apparently will be different. Its jumping off point is the TV series. So,
a family.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where Darren's still the butt of the jokes and they fuck with him the whole time.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Awesome. Wow, here's your plot.
Yeah. Flash casting news. Billy Kudrup, who played the role of Henry Allen in the movie, has left the film because of scheduling conflicts for his Apple TV show, The Morning Show. Instead, the character will now be played by actor Ron Livingston.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, from Office Space.
Yeah. Bannon Brothers, yeah?
Yeah. I like him. That's pretty much an even trade.
Fucking A.
So, this next casting was a little bit of a surprise, but I am down for this one. We now have our Dr. Fate for Black Adam, Vince. Pierce Brosnan.
I'm all right with that.
I am too. For The Rock's Black Adam movie. I'm all right with that one. So we'll see. Sad news here. Houston Tumlin, known for his role in Talladega Nights as a young actor, passed away this week at 28. That was his only role as an actor. He played the 10-year-old son of Will Ferrell's character, Ricky Bobby. Played Walker Bobby. Apparently died by suicide in his home in Alabama. So,
Jesus, man.
Horrible fucking news there. Disney has opted to make Black Widow available on Disney Plus Premier Access at the same time it hits theaters. This will be also done for the upcoming Cruella movie as well. Black Widow is now slated for July 9th, moving back from its previous May 7th date. It will be available to Disney Plus subscribers for an additional $30. The studio has previously released Mulan and Raya and the Last Dragon for $30 through their Premier Access tier.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that at all.
Oh, shut up. You know you want to.
I got icy ways.
Do you?
Yep.
I don't use them anymore.
Yeah. Need to send me another link then.
What is that? Unblock It?
Yes.
Do you have that one?
Yeah, I do. I have that one. Okay. We have our evil character for the new Shazam movie for DC. Your villain will be Hespera, a daughter of Atlas, and she will be played by Dame Helen Mirren. Zachary Levi is set to reprise his role as Shazam, with the original director Rachel Zegler on board. So,
I like Shazam.
I did too. I thought it was really well done.
I don't think it got as big as people it needed to. I think. You know what I mean?
I think that was their hope for it, though. That they didn't want the big name to it. That it was kind of the under-the-radar movie. Kind of like how Ant-Man was for Marvel.
Yeah. It was a good flick. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, it was a good family flick.
Yeah, it really was. Damn.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Honest to God, yeah, it wasn't bad.
DC got one right and didn't have to re-release a Snyder cut. Yeah.
Shit.
The upcoming John Wick 4 and 5 movies. The architect of the franchise will not be there. Derek Costlin, who wrote the entire series so far, will not be a part of John Wick 4 or 5, he has announced. So, but director Chad Stahelski is back, as well as Keanu, so I'm holding out hope it'll be okay.
I haven't seen the new one yet.
3?
Yeah.
I think you'll like 3. Speaking of Keanu, Netflix has secured the rights to Berserker, the Boom Studios published comic created by Keanu. Reeves will produce and star in the adaptation. They're doing a live action movie and an anime. Berserker, based off an original idea by Reeves, is co-written by the star and New York Times writer, best-selling writer Matt Kynt. Let's see. For those that haven't read the first issue, it's a 12-issue limited series that went on sale March 3rd, has already sold over 600,000 copies. For a indie publisher, this is massive.
What is he? Is he some sort of Russian metal singer?
No, the story is about an immortal warrior's 80,000-year fight through the ages. The man known only as B is half-mortal, half-god, cursed and compelled to violence, even at the sacrifice of his sanity, but after wandering the earth for centuries, he may have finally found a refuge, working for the U.S. government to fight the battles too violent and too dangerous for anyone else. In exchange, he will be granted the one thing he desires, the truth about his endless blood-soaked existence and how to end it.
It doesn't sound bad.
No. Nope.
Sounds kind of like Hellboy, though.
Kind of. Hellboy meets Highlander, kind of.
That sounds fucking cool.
Yeah. Last thing for movie news. This has been, we've talked about it off and on for, good Lord, it seems 6 months now, but we are getting a new Transformers movie. Paramount has made a script commitment to develop a new feature. Marco Ramirez, a showrunner of Marvel's Defenders, is going to write the script with Angel Soto, who directed last year's movie Charm City Kings, is attached to direct. Details are being kept close to the vest, but it's known that the project is being developed apart from the mainline Transformers movies that have been. So this looks like a reboot.
Judd Nelson.
Fuck him and Hot Rod.
Shh.
You know I'm right. He ruined.
Don't be that way.
God. You know I'm right.
Whatever.
Peter Cullen, bitches. All right. Somebody's actually now typing in Peter Cullen to see who that is. And I go, oh, it's him. Yeah.
Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to comic book movies this week. I don't know what DC is doing here, but they've.
Did you say comic book movies?
Comic book news. Did I say movies?
You did. I'm tired of comic book movies.
Well, let's just go to the books then. DC, I don't know what they're doing, but they're messing with price points. It looks like DC Comics has launched and reformatted a number of their comics with increased page counts, and the price is going up for those. Let's see. Prices are going up with a corresponding increase in page count. Solicitations for Batman 109 coming out in June, the Joker number 3 and 4, are now $5.99 for a 40-page comic. Also joining the $5.99 club will be Superman Red and Blue with number 3 and Wonder Woman Black, White, and Gold number 1. These look like they come out in June. I don't know what the hell they're doing bumping up the price. That's just going to drive down sales.
So. I love how you're bitching about price, but they get rid of comics. They get rid of runs of comics, man. Like two issues before they actually stop selling them.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of selling them, Marvel has found a new distributor to send its comics into shops. It was going for a long time. Good Lord, I think they were exclusive with Diamond Market, Diamond through, good Lord, 97, something like that. But now they will be going through Penguin Random House. Marvel is sticking to their usual Wednesday release date. Marvel's first releases through Penguin Random House will be solicited for order starting May 26th. You shouldn't see any change in your local shop, but behind the scenes business-wise, this is pretty much the death song for Diamond, because late last year, earlier this year, DC said, fuck you, we're going to do our own thing. And now Marvel's pretty much done the same. So, yeah. Bad news for Diamond distributors. Last thing for comic book news this week. This broke this morning. San Diego Comic-Con will be returning in 2021 as a special edition gathering. Despite recent news that we had that it would be a virtual convention in July, plans for a fall gathering have moved forward. Comic-Con International has announced their plans to hold an in-person convention in 2021. The three-day titled event, Comic-Con Special Edition, will take place over Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 26th through the 28th at the San Diego Convention Center. So, I'm sure everybody will be in a mask because California.
I agree.
Your recommendations for books that came out this week: Detective Comics 1034, Harley Quinn number 1, Teen Titans Academy number 1, Guardians of the Galaxy issue 12, Savage Avengers number 19, Marvel's new Alien book based off the movie franchise number 1, and Black Knight Curse of the Ebony Blade issue 1 of 5 came out this week. So there you go for that. Pro wrestling news this week. We had the story last week about Andrade asking WWE for his release and them refusing. Well, it came out. They said, yeah, sure, go ahead. And they have released him. And he does not have the normal 90-day no-compete clause in his release. So he can show up on any company at any time from now on. So.
AEW, here I come.
That's what everybody's thinking. I'm thinking he's going to Ring of Honor, at least for a little bit. So that's my prediction on that. More names have been announced this week for the WWE Hall of Fame. The Great Khali.
Why you laugh?
Because he's the Great Khali.
What's wrong with him?
They killed somebody.
Did he?
Yeah.
Who did he kill?
Somebody in India during when he was training to be a wrestler. Yeah.
Dude, you got to break a few eggs to make omelets, man.
Well, it's India. They got some people to spare. Kane is going into the Hall of Fame this year. Well-deserved on that one. It's being rumored that Rob Van Dam will be inducted this year, but I don't think that's been officially confirmed. But what has been confirmed is that Batista will not be inducted this year. He said online that he wants to go in when there are fans in attendance so he can thank them in person. So he has decided to withdraw his going into the Hall of Fame until there's an actual in-person ceremony. So,
yeah, but I mean, even then, though, he's not that.
I know.
I mean, is he, though? I mean...
Boy, I don't know. It depends on what your... I mean, fuck, if Great Khali is a Hall of Famer, then yeah, pretty much Batista is. And the Gobbledygooker, and yeah.
What, that's his name?
Who?
The Gobbledygooker?
Oh, yeah, look him up. You'll laugh. Poor Hector Guerrero. All right, next story here. WWE has filed a trademark for WCW. It already owns a lot of them, but this one is specifically for merchandise, so it looks like they may be doing a WCW line of merch soon. AEW John Silver is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a shoulder injury. This came out, I believe, this next story last night or yesterday. Former WWE superstar, now producer, Brian James, a.k.a. The Road Dogg, apparently suffered a heart attack on Thursday night shortly after returning from Orlando, currently in the hospital. They ran some tests on his heart and his kidneys. The kidneys turned out to be clear, but is going to have more tests on his heart ran tomorrow. So,
damn, that sucks.
Yeah. Nobody had Road Dogg in the Deadpool. All
Don't
right.
Be that way.
NBC Universal. Now that WWE Network is bought by Peacock and their video library, now some things are being edited and taken out.
No.
One of the most evident examples of Peacock censoring old WWE shows is WrestleMania 6, a match between Rowdy Roddy Piper and Bad News Brown. This is, of course, the infamous match where Piper was painted half black. Like Piper would do. Yeah, that's been removed. WWE fans have also noticed that an infamous moment from Survivor Series 19, which went down in 2005, has also been cut. On that show, Vince McMahon, portraying the role of a aloof villain, according to this, referred to Booker T with a variation of the N-word. That moment is now completely gone as well, though footage still continues to float around online, and it's hilarious. More WWE content will be added to Peacock after it goes through NBC Universal's standards and practices.
Sure.
Wait till they get to Mae Young giving birth to a hand. Good times.
Is it, though?
Not really. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games this week?
I do. Let's see. There are 9 free PS4 and VR games up for grabs now. If you're looking for something new to play on PS4 or PS5 this weekend, you're in luck, as Sony's Play at Home 2021 has made 9 PS4 and PSVR games free to claim for a limited time. Now until April 22nd. They are. Free PlayStation 4 games, Abzu, Enter the Gungeon, Res Infinite, Subnautica, The Witness, free PSVR games, Astrobot Rescue Mission, Moss Thumper, Paper Beast. And starting April 19th, Horizon Zero Dawn, The Complete Edition, will be free on the PS4. So, yes.
Why has nobody made a video game where you team up with Elon Musk, the you're both in mech suits and you fight Martians.
That sounds awesome.
I know, yeah.
The 2021 BAFTA Game Awards were this week, or no, Thursday, the 25th of March. Did anybody watch?
It's British, so...
Maybe people in England.
If they had a license for their TV, maybe.
I have no idea. But the Game Awards were Thursday, and here are the winners. The Last of Us Part II for animation. Hades for artistic achievement. Ghost of Tsushima for audio achievement. Hades for best game, which I might have to buy that. Apparently it's really good. Sackboy Big Adventure, best British game. I don't know what that means. Carrion, best debut game. Sea of Thieves won for evolving game. So apparently the updates and shit for Sea of Thieves are wonderful. Sackboy again for a big for family. Hades, game design. Animal Crossing New Horizons Game Beyond Entertainment. Animal Crossing New Horizons Multiplayer. Spider-Man, Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales for music. Best narrative, Hades, apparently, again. Best original property, Kentucky Route Zero. Performer in a leading role, Laura Bailey. I think that's for The Last of Us 2. Best supporter or best performer in a supporting role, Logan Cunningham for Hades. Best technical achievement, Dreams. And EE Game of the Year was Last of Us Part 2. So between Hades and The Last of Us Part 2, those are the winners.
Sounds like you're going to have to get Hades.
I'm going to have to get Hades. Apparently it's a really good game.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I don't know. Fuck it. Go get it. All right, that's all I got.
All right, we'll move on to music news this week. Some things that are getting put into the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation 1814.
Why?
I don't know. Louis Armstrong's When the Saints Go Marching In. LaBelle's Lady Marmalade. Nas's Illmatic. Kool and the Gang's Celebration. And Kermit the Frog, Rainbow Connection. They named over 25 recordings as audio treasures worth of preservation for all time based on their cultural, historical, or aesthetic importance in the nation's recorded sound heritage.
Janet Jackson.
Yep. At least we got Kermit the Frog in there. That's all I care about.
Yeah, fuck it. Kermit's in there.
All right. Next story here. Last story for music news. Rapper Lil Nas X, who has a huge fan base among the kids, apparently has a new music video that showed him giving a gay lap dance to the devil. Now it has come out that he appears to be doubling down on his new satanic image. According to popular sneaker website Saint, he is teaming up with Mischief to launch and Nike to launch a new Satan shoes. The company will only create 666 pairs of the limited edition sneaker, which has a satanic pentagram charm on it. Each sneaker will contain one drop of human blood inside the gel sole. Inside the shoe box, shown on the website, is "Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven." The shoes also carry a Bible verse on it, Luke 10:18, and that is, "And he who said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Lil Nas X was apparently wearing the new shoes in his new video. Remember, though, Nike, this is the same brand that, remember, quit making certain shoes because they had the Betsy Ross flag. But this is apparently okay for those little Chinese kids over there in Bangladesh to make.
Yeah. They just don't care no more.
No.
Bunch of commies. Bunch of kid fucking commies, man.
Yeah. There's a, there's a lot I could say.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
I'm trying. Ammo? Yeah. There is literally an ammo can full right beside me right now.
I just don't understand. Like, everyone is, like people on the news, we don't know why everyone's so violent. We don't know why there's so much that people are so angry. We don't know why.
Open your eyes. You might find out.
I think I know.
Yeah. I'm pretty good. I'm thinking I got the answer.
Yeah, I think I understand why people are so fucking pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. After that, we need a palate cleanser. So let's go to true, false, pick the fake story. Congratulations to nobody. Nobody got last week's right. Everyone guessed story two or three. The false story was the female army member crashing the tank. That was the fake story.
It seems so plausible.
It does seem very plausible, apparently. All right, so let's try it again this week. Story number one. Tennessee woman was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of assaulting her girlfriend and bit the deputy transporting her to jail. The initial argument with her girlfriend started over chicken nuggets. Story two. Sony has filed a patent application that details the method of turning a banana into a PlayStation controller. Story number three. A European infant formula company has patented a formula to include hormone blockers in some of its products for those parents that want to give that treatment to their trans children. So which is the fake story? Tennessee woman bites cop over chicken nugget fight? Sony with a banana controller? Or hormone blockers in baby formula? I will put the guesses thread up in our Facebook group right after I post the show this week. Good luck.
We should find the mothers who do that and beat them.
I agree. Allegedly. With a giant fucking ostrich on top. Yeah.
In Minecraft.
Yeah.
We have to do it in Minecraft.
Yes. The lawyer says we have to say Minecraft.
Oh, fuck.
All right. It's time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends, and when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 list, People Who Changed the World.
Going up to the spirit and the sky. What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week, people who changed the world. I guess we could have broke this up into two lists and had one for the worse, one for the better.
My list is kind of just, it's a not really a top, like, oh my God, this is the number one guy. I didn't do that. I just kind of threw mine in there because it's hard to think, okay, well, this person did this or this person did that.
Right. My number one's pretty much the number one, but. Other than that, it's kind of a...
I guess mine would be the number one for the modern world. How about that?
Okay. That works. Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't you start us off there with your number 10?
Jethro Tull. Not the band. The guy who invented the seed drill. It revolutionized agriculture.
And he also stole a Grammy from Metallica.
He did. Best metal album.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Thick as a brick.
All right. My number 10 is a definite for the worse. Karl Marx. Should have instantly been taken on a helicopter ride.
They have helicopters back then.
Should have invented a helicopter and taken him on a ride. So, drop him out of a blimp. I don't care how you do it. So, yeah. All right. Number 9.
Charles Darwin.
Darwin didn't make my list, but that's a good pick. Number nine, I got the little guy there named Adolf.
Oh.
Yeah.
A socialist.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, what?
No, he was socialist.
Shh,
yeah.
Just don't tell anybody.
Oh. Oh, we're not supposed to say we're that.
Not... No, no.
He was a socialist?
No.
Oh.
He wasn't head of the National Socialist Party.
Shh. Oh, yeah. Sorry. All right. Quickly moving on before Democrats catch on that they're being used. Number eight.
Richard Trevithick. He invented the steam engine.
Kind of a big thing, yeah.
He revolutionized the, he started the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. My number eight, old Billy Shakespeare.
Higher on the list.
Pretty much every story's come from him.
Yep.
So, all right, number seven.
Hammurabi.
What'd you call me?
Hammurabi?
Oh.
That guy.
Bless you.
That fucking guy.
Yeah. All right. My number seven, the guy that was the captain that pretty much found the new world. No, not Columbus. Leif Erikson.
Hey.
The actual guy, European, that came over and founded the new world. Yeah, that guy. All right, number six.
My number six is Alexander the Great.
Also my number six.
Look at you.
Literally the only one on the list who has the great in his fucking name.
Sure.
Conquered the known world at the time.
Yes.
All right, number five.
Genghis Khan.
Oh, didn't make my list, but that's a good pick.
He, that dude. That fucking dude.
Pretty much everybody in the world is related to him.
Yeah. He would have conquered the world if he would have made it across the ocean.
And he's the reason why China has a shitty wall. So,
yeah.
That's a good pick. My number five here, I got Henry Ford.
Oh, very good.
Just for the assembly line.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, number four.
Johann Gutenberg.
Ah, higher on the list.
Invented the printable press or the...
movable type.
Yeah, movable typeset.
Yep. Four is where I have Edison.
Edison's not on the list because he's a fucker.
Well, he is a fucker, but...
Guess who's on my list?
It ties into my number three.
It ties into my number one.
Ah, what's your number three?
William Shakespeare.
Ah, good old Bill. My number three, which ties into my four, because you wouldn't have Edison if you didn't have Nikola Tesla.
Higher on the list.
You like having electricity in your house?
You like
that was Tesla. That's Tesla. Yeah. All right. Number the two.
Religious leader. Philosopher.
Philosophist. Just making up words now.
I need to start drinking. Maybe a Buddhist. Strong evidence that he was.
Bill Murray?
Yes, Yeshua. A.K.A.
The
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Higher on my list. Since we're down to my number two here is Gutenberg. That kind of narrows down what my number one is.
My number one is Nikola Tesla.
Yes, and my number one is Jesus. So, all right. Listener picks here. Chris broke his down into for the better and for the worse. For the better, he has Newton, Gutenberg, Norman Borlaug, GMO agriculture, Copernicus for heliocentrism, Genghis Khan, Aristotle, Duns the Scot, libertarianism founder, Pope Urban II.
Nice.
That's the guy that did the Crusades, folks.
Yeah.
Thomas Aquinas, Abraham. Yes, the old Abraham.
Oh, the guy who wrote all the... never mind.
Yeah. Had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, three books.
Yeah.
They're all related, bub.
And Jesus.
Yes.
His for the worse here. Oh, I agree with the first one here off with a bullet. Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, somebody listens to our show.
That's a great pick because he was full commie.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit.
Yeah. He has Hitler. Quintus Fabius Maximus Vericus, Fabian strategy, you can Google that, what that is. Richard Nixon, just because he ended the gold standard.
I'm not a crook.
Yeah. Congressman Carter Glass, who is the guy that introduced and came up with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. This is the fucker that makes you pay income tax. You have him to thank for that.
Glass.
Yeah. He also has Senator Robert Owen, who also came up with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, Mao, and Lucifer. You know, the guy in the Lil Nas X shoes.
Oh.
Yeah. Midnight Mike came in with, I love his list here. It is the Save Some Pussy for the Rest of Us Club. Luke Perry, John Stamos, Corey Feldman, Tom Atkins, Mark Paul Gosselaar, Henry Winkler, Nick Carter, Rob Lowe, and Michael Bublé.
Nick Carter, come on.
Hey, ladies love the backseat boys, right?
Oh, I guess.
And Baza finishes us off here. His for the worse was Trump, and for the better, Greta Thumb Drive. So, the human weather potato.
Mm. I don't know whether you're joking or you're serious.
I don't either. British humor is a little weird. You guys put U's in words that don't have them. So.
Yeah. And E's at the end of shit that don't need them.
Yes. All right. Let's go to listener questions this week. Elizabeth would like to know who would win in a cage fight, Imperium or a Girl Scout troop? Are cookie sales on the line? I'm guessing Girl Scout troop would win because they would just sell Walter all the Girl Scout cookies and then buy off the rest of the team. Because Girl Scout cookies are fucking delicious. And not made out of actual Girl Scouts.
Well, you can buy the knockoffs now, so.
That's true, yeah. All right, Chris's next question here. I'm not sure they made the right choice of manufacturer to partner with on those Satan shoes. If you're really serious about pushing your devil-worshipping agenda, you'd want to make sure the product performs as well as possible, right? I mean, it can't be all marketing. So let's brainstorm this. Which potential partner or financier has a better track record of making joggers throughout America, joggers of every stripe, joggers of every sport run faster? Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, or the Klan? Chris, how do you not have Timberlands on there? That's the question here.
Oh, shit. No. Okay. Now, to be fair, though, the Klan is nonprofit.
That's true.
So they got no money.
501c3.
Right.
At least they were in Elwood. That's all I got. I'm in trouble now. All right. God. Moving quickly on to his next one here. Heard a rumor somewhat related to my last question, but I don't know. You guys know sports better than me, so I'll ask you.
Oh, shit.
Jesus, this
are
is,
you yeah. Clearly don't listen to the show.
Is it true that they started the tradition of firing a pistol to start a race as means to motivate the lazy joggers to run faster?
Wow.
Moving on, because that's just a can of worms that we don't need to open right now.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What is the significance of?
Because in case they're hard of hearing, I don't know. Fuck.
You're supposed to like look at these before, right?
Yeah, I really didn't. I'm gonna be honest with the listeners. The last half of this show was co-written by Benadryl.
Oh yeah.
So there may be some words in here you may find offensive and funny. His next thing here, Chris says, recently got into some trouble. And I don't understand why. I'm in the line at Kinko's, and this black gentleman walks up to the counter and asks the clerk, "Do you have a color printer I can use?" I was just going to sit there. I felt too bad for the guy. So I spoke up and said, "Sir, it's 2021. You can use whatever printer you want."
Oh, yes.
That's funny. All right. He has an actual thing here. So my expectation for the Snyder Cut was low enough to be hanging out with dinosaur bones. I utterly hate the Snyderverse, cannot stand Batman v Superman or Man of Steel, but I actually liked his cut of Justice League. Razor Fist had a few inspired hack fraud points from me on this one. It felt to me like the Snyder Cut finally managed to get this darker version of DCU dialed in where it should be. there was actually so much more character development for everybody. You actually care about the characters. He even had me caring about Cyborg and even Steppenwolf's arc. I could have lost a bet for my immortal soul in either one of those counts. However, I do have one big problem in the film, and it's huge. So my question is, aside from midichlorians, can you think of any decision made by a filmmaker more fucking bizarre than Zack Snyder putting his final big reveal of the goddamn Justice League team-up film in 4.3 aspect ratio? For the love of Christ, and yes, I read his explanation of why he did it, some rambling, incomprehensible baffle garble, wow, that's a new word for me, about superheroes being tall or something, but I can't wrap my head around this. What in the Faustian fuck? Okay. So basically, why is the reveal of the team, the thing, in 4.3 aspect ratio, well, which fucks with everybody's screen?
And why would, what other movies or whatever that we've seen, why would they do something stupid?
This I have no answer for, and I myself was wondering why he did it. There's many ways you could have done this shot with standard aspect ratio and still have it been as dramatic or as... Word. Help me out here. Poignant, let's say. That's a word I was looking for.
There you go.
As... that shot, but the 4.3 was just weird. I don't know why. It's almost like old-timey TV ratio, where everything was meant to be elongated up. Whereas now, everything is mostly like panoramic shots. It's the wide shots, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know why he did it. It could be about, like he said, being tall or something, but hey, if that's the big fuck-up, then he did pretty good. It just, like, really showed that Joss Whedon is a horrible person and doesn't know how to make a movie.
And I don't really even know any movies that have really fucked up that I've caught that, why would you do that?
No, it would be like
off
the
top
scene...
of my head, I don't, because honest to God, I'm not looking into it that bad. You know what I mean? I'm not looking at it that hard.
Yeah, it would be like if in the scene where... Anakin becomes Vader if you hear Jar Jar in the background. You know, just something just weird that just strikes you at an odd time. Well, how about you, Annie? Yeah.
Those movies are so bad anyway.
I know.
But, I mean, they're all right, you know, but they're not... Like, why would you put Jar Jar in there? But that's such an easy movie to pick apart, though.
Yes. All right, let's go to the next question. Here comes in from Ronnie. Have you ever seen the movie Terror in Tiny Town? The Phantom would love it, and I think it needs a remake. Vince, do you know this movie?
No.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Yes, you need to look this up because, one, it's a Western. I'm waiting. You have to hear this reaction. See, there it is.
1938.
Yes.
No? Where the fuck have I been?
Yes. It's midgets riding Shetland ponies because it's a Western and everybody is a little person and they do running gags like, you know, they're walking into the saloon. They just go right underneath the swinging doors.
Are you shitting me?
Yes. This needs a remake, but will never be done, but it would be glorious.
God damn it. Now I got to watch it.
Bye. Yes. It's hilarious. All right, next question here comes in from Twitter, and it's basically three words. Krispy Kreme, what the fuck? Vince, did you see this?
I don't eat Krispy Kreme.
Well, apparently if you get your COVID shots, let's see, on Monday, officials at Krispy Kreme announced that they will be generously giving away their famous original glazed donuts for free to people who get the vaccine. You can get like one donut a day if you take your card in. Yeah, you can keep coming back for the whole rest of 2021 as long as you bring your vaccination card with you. Let me sum this up with a point. That's a good boy. Here's a treat.
Yeah.
You're a pet. You do the same thing to a dog. Dog does something good, dog gets treat.
Right. There, I'm not taking that goddamn vaccine.
Nope. I'll get the super autism.
I don't want it.
No, I'm not getting the shot.
We're not getting it.
Next question here, also from the rest of these are from Twitter. So the ship blocking the Suez Canal has to be a ploy to drive up prices internationally, right? Did you see this fucking container?
That's a wonderful point. There's so many conspiracy theories.
There's a lot of theories going on about this.
Yeah.
Yes.
At this point, it's not even a conspiracy anymore.
It is driving up prices.
Yeah.
And this poor little fucking one little excavator trying to dig this giant tanker or widen the Suez Canal so it can, because the idiot's driving it, turned it sideways.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of theories about that, but I don't know.
Well, if we made our shit domestically, that wouldn't
matter. Yeah. As soon as Biden gets in, what is it? Ford moves a plant from Ohio to Mexico? Like within the first month Biden's in? Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
It's
all those jobs that Trump brought back, they're all leaving now.
Yeah. Speaking of Biden, that goes to our next thing. So Hunter Biden lied on his background or his gun background application, which if you or I did would mean thousands in fines and jail time of up to 10 years. So my question is, how much do you think he will have to pay and how much time will he do? Yeah, I know. Yeah, he lied about being on drugs on his gun application and a couple other things. Nothing will happen about this at all. So,
oof.
Yeah. Last thing here is about the Boulder shooting. So the shooting in Boulder narrative sure changed quickly. Wonder why. I'm going to tie that in when we get to that story here coming up. So
it's not white people?
Shh.
It was all white people who died.
You'll ruin the aspect ratio of 4-3. So.
Yeah.
But quickly, we'll do our little COVID stories here. Former CDC, thank you everybody for your listener questions. Thank you for sending those in. Former CDC Director Robert Redfield told CNN that the coronavirus may have escaped from a Wuhan Institute of Virology as far back as September 2019 and that it was man-made. This is the former head of the CDC. This is the guy that's literally worked in this shit his entire life. Fauci responded to his comments by asserting that, well, there's a number of theories as to the origin of the virus.
Yeah, but here's the guy
that actually knows what happened.
Yeah.
It was a Chinese person eating a bat, right, Fauci?
Yeah, it's everyone knew. Come on. It was around here in fucking December.
Around Christmas time. Yeah.
It was here. It's been here.
Yeah. A European database of suspected drug reaction reports called Endura Vigilance is now tracking reports of injuries and deaths following COVID vaccine, the experimental COVID vaccines. The report through March 13th, 2021. Are you ready for the numbers? This is just Europe, Vince. Mm-hmm. 3,964 deaths, 162,610 injuries following the injections of three vaccines, the one from Moderna, the one from Pfizer, and the one from AstraZeneca.
How many people have been vaccinated?
That's a good question. But the fact that almost 4,000 have died.
I want to know what the death rate is for that.
Yeah.
Is it the same as the
virus? Flu? Yeah, is it are more people dying, or the same amount of people dying from the vaccine as the virus?
Yeah,
so, that's a good question.
That's a good question. And is it permanent damage?
Right.
If it's damage that it's not killing them, but it's damaging them, is it permanent?
Well, I believe what I saw just glancing at, because there's a ton of stats on their page, was the majority of deaths and injury are having to do with blood, lymphatic, and heart issues.
Jesus, man.
So there you go.
So the vaccine's worse than the virus.
The cure is worse than that sure is what it sounds like.
You gotta get it though.
Right, you gotta get your Krispy Kreme.
Insane.
Good boy. Who's a good boy wants a Krispy Kreme?
You're nuts.
Last thing for COVID bullshit, New York will officially begin requiring vaccine passports on April 2nd.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. We were just talking about that. I had read that that is against the Nuremberg Code to have that kind of thing, because it's like a papers, please kind of.
Yep.
And I'm sure it's probably against somebody's Fifth Amendment or, you know.
I'm sure this is going Fourth to get Amendment. Taken to court, but with the courts the way they are now, who the hell knows? But yeah, I've seen that both paper and there's an app that they're making.
Yes, I'm sure the app's not going to be able to, you know, be hacked or anything.
Right, yeah. Get out of New York. Escape from New York.
Refuse to use it.
Yes.
You are sheep.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Did You See This? This ties into the last listener question. It's about the Boulder shooting. The gunman who opened fire in a Boulder, Colorado grocery store Monday has been identified as 21-year-old, even though he looks like he's 40, Ahmad Al-Alawi Alisa.
What'd you say to me?
I probably yelled at you in Syrian. The New York Post reports that he's been charged 10 counts first-degree murder. Boulder Police Chief noted that he lived in Arvada, California, or Colorado, and pointed out that his 10 victims were between the ages of 20 and 65. One of the deceased included 51-year-old police officer Eric Tolley, who had been with the Boulder Police Department since 2010. New York Daily News observed the police don't have a motive behind the attack. Yeah. But the governor reacted by saying, "Today we saw the face of evil. I am grieving with my community and all Coloradians."
It wasn't a hate crime?
Social profiles were removed Tuesday from Facebook and Instagram after the shooter's name surfaced after the suspect in the shooting at the King Soopers grocery store in Boulder. Facebook, which owns Instagram, removed both pages as part of a company-wide policy that seeks to eliminate from view certain content related to crimes and suspended perpetrators, spokesman told Newsweek. This was not before people had already found them and saw that the shooter was very anti-Trump, constantly complained that he was the target of Islamophobia, and was pro-ISIS. All of the 10 victims, including the police officer, were white, but I'm sure no hate crime charges will be brought against him. Twitter was awash with "see all mass shooters are white men" when pictures of the shooter were released before his name was. After his name was released, they quietly removed such tweets or instantly changed the narrative to gun control.
I liked all the blue check marks who were all like,
"He's a white man.
See, it's all white man." But then it's you look at the FBI thing that had all the pictures of mass shooter. Mass shooting is anywhere above four.
Yeah, and women are involved in that too.
That's the technical. Any shooting of four victims is considered a mass shooting.
Yeah, there were women in that. 99%
were not white perpetrators, by the way. But don't worry about this. We'll get to Corn Pop's ideas on guns a little later. The shooting just so happened to be on the 5-year anniversary of the ISIS attack in Brussels, and just 1 month after the Biden administration ordered bombing in Syria. Oh, by the way, there were mass shootings last night in Philadelphia, Virginia Beach, and Memphis. But there will be no wall-to-wall coverage because that didn't feed the media narrative, because the suspects in all those cases are black. All the victims in Boulder were white. White guy shoots 8 Asians. Fuck, it's all over the goddamn world. Syrian guy shoots 10 white people. We got to get rid of guns.
And white
crickets.
People.
Guns and white. Yeah, we got to get rid of guns and got to get rid of the evil white people. Yeah, that's.
You wonder, are we stocking up yet?
Hmm?
You wonder why people are pissed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, moving on before I just. Yeah,
I know.
Photos have emerged of illegal immigrants being held in squalid conditions on the border, squashed into holding pods in large numbers. Axios and Project Veritas obtained the images, which show U.S. Customs and Border Protection overflow facility in Texas. The media has been prevented from getting access to such facilities, which are now thought to hold more than 15,000 children. The photos show hundreds of children laying crammed together on the floor of several different isolation pods. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas provided the photos to Axios. This is a Democrat, by the way. Provided the photos to Axios in an attempt to bring more attention to the unfolding crisis. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas had also reported at least 50 of the children being held tested positive for coronavirus. O'Keefe's sources also reported there have been multiple sexual assaults, normal assaults, and daily medical emergencies at the facility in Donna, Texas. In facilities meant to hold only 260 individuals, there are reports of those facilities holding up to 2 to 3,000. The U.S. government, by the way, is now waiving FBI background checks on caregivers at new migrant facilities. Don't worry. Old Corn Pop there still blames Trump and says there's no crisis and has put good old knee pads Harris on the case.
Hell yeah.
The Associated Press has also come out and told reporters do not call the surge of illegal immigrants on the border a crisis in a memo. Oh, the shooting in Boulder just so happened to occur the time this story was gaining traction, which was odd timing, if you ask me. But yeah, little Mexican baked potatoes looking in their little foil blankets.
They look like, yeah, they're all foiled up, man. Look like they need some butter and some chives.
But anyway, yeah, but it's not a crisis. And Biden didn't tell them to all come, even though we literally had the video of him telling them all to come. And apparently I saw a couple stories, but I couldn't find official verification that if these children get placed into foster care, then they're immediately considered U.S. citizens.
Somebody on Fox News was talking about that, and they cut his feed.
Yes. Which makes me think it's true.
Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Just as bad as the rest.
But yeah, so. Yeah, it's not a crisis. Nothing to see here, folks. Kamala's got it. Kim Chi gonna go down there and
she's gonna suck her way down there.
But you know what stems illegal immigration and crime coming across the border?
I don't know what, buddy.
A fence or a wall.
Oh.
And that leads to this next story. The president of the Dominican Republic, Luis Abinader.
Abinader
has announced plans to build a fence along its border with Haiti. Which extends for about 236 miles. According to the president, the barrier will help curb illegal immigration, drugs, and the flow of stolen vehicles between the two countries, which share the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. He also said work on the barrier should start later this year. In a period of 2 years, we want to put an end to the serious problems of illegal immigration, drug trafficking, and the movement of stolen vehicles, he said in an address to Congress. A president wanting a wall to stop illegals and crime. I wonder if the news is going to call this black guy racist.
It's apparently night and day down there.
Yeah, it is.
I knew somebody who went on vacation. He said Dominican Republic it's beautiful. And then there's Haiti.
Yeah. Dark side of the moon.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the president wants to put a wall to keep the bad stuff out. And is the media going to call him racist for doing such? Just like they did Trump for 4 years.
Fuck them. What are they going to do? Call him names.
Oh, no. Yeah. Vince, this next one, kind of for you. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe was interviewed, and he revealed that the U.S. has secret evidence of UFOs breaking the sound barrier without a sonic boom. And performing moves that humans do not have the technology for. This is literally the former director of national intelligence.
Yeah. I'm sure. Oh, but we got all sorts of footage. Wasn't there a report a couple weeks ago or a month ago saying, oh, yeah, we've got crashed spacecraft?
Yeah.
We have them. We've reverse engineered it.
But awesome. Now the report, the government's supposed to declassify report, apparently it may be delayed.
See, and this is my issue with it, okay? The government keeps talking about global warming. They keep talking about alternative energy and, you know, energy storage and all this other good shit. If they've got the technology, why the fuck aren't we using it?
Because if we have it, then how would you control the masses?
It bothers me.
I know.
That bothers me. I don't know, because on one hand, I'm like, it's all bullshit. And the other hand, I'm like, well, maybe it's not. And then they say stupid shit like this. Well, we're going to go to electric cars. Oh, which is all fine and good, but battery storage is shit right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to come up with the technology. Well,
it's a good question.
That's a wonderful question.
Next story here is kind of sad. Children's author Beverly Cleary died Thursday in Carmel, California, according to her publisher, HarperCollins. She was 104, Vince. Cleary was the creator of some of the most notable characters in children's literature, Henry Huggins, Ralph S. Mouse, and the irascible Ramona Quimby.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. But she lived to be 104, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Next story here. 68-year-old man was punched in the face by a stranger on a Tribeca subway train, leaving him in critical condition. The latest victim of anti-Asian hate, a Good Samaritan who helped the victim, told the Daily News. Police arrested the suspect, Mark Matthew, 36, of the Bronx, on assault charges on Sunday. He was not immediately charged with a hate crime, though. The investigation was continuing, according to cops. By the way, the man that was arrested, reason that it's not a hate crime yet, he's black, just like the overwhelming majority of assailants that perpetrate attacks on Asian Americans are.
Yeah, I know. I love how, and this is the biggest load of shit I've seen. Black people have been beating the fuck out of Asians forever.
Yes.
And all these Asians are like, we got to stop Asian crime or whatever. And then all of a sudden, it's white people who are doing it.
Right.
I'm like, how the fuck? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. Don't care.
This next story is just fucked. 12-year-old. Waiting in line with his family at a Pittsburgh McDonald's when a man stabbed the boy in the neck with a box cutter. Police arrested Charles Edward Turner, 51, for the incident. Faces multiple charges, including criminal attempt, homicide, and four counts of aggravated assault. He's being held at the Allegheny County Jail. The boy was taken to the hospital in critical condition, but has thankfully been upgraded to stable.
Oh, good.
Citing the police say they don't know of any relationship between the boy and Turner. CNN, according to their report, has not been able to identify an attorney for Turner. Two McDonald's employees intervened to help the boy. Kara Cruz, a deputy public information officer for Pittsburgh, told the news here. He was with his family standing in line. They just zipped in for one quick thing. The motive remains unclear.
Yeah, it could be a hate crime, could it? It was a black guy doing it.
And the investigation is ongoing. But according to news articles, not the cops, but people actually reporting the news, the man was ranting about white devils before he attacked the child.
No hate crime.
No hate crime.
Who's got who privilege? Which who's got it?
I don't
Remind
know.
Me again, who has it?
I need to be told by a multi-millionaire entertainer or athlete about
or
privilege.
A rich woman.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me again. Oh, it's white men who are the pieces of shit. Okay, I got it.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. A 6-year-old boy who picked a flower from my lawn at a public bus stop is now facing a criminal charge. Little boy was forced to go to juvenile court in North Carolina to face charges of injury to real property after picking the tulip from the area. The boy's attorney said his attention span was so short that during the court proceedings, he had to give him a picture to color.
He's six.
He's six, and he picked a fucking flower, and you're going to charge him. I'll tell you what, whoever
Good job,
did
cops.
That, yeah, that's, yeah, exactly.
Good job, cops. We don't know it's a hate crime. We got to bust that. I guarantee it was a little white kid.
We got to get that 6-year-old to pick the flower.
We got
to
get that little 6-year-old white boy.
Authorities have arrested a 37-year-old man in connection with an act of vandalism against the statue of Abraham Lincoln. Police discovered the Lincoln statue in Boise, Idaho public park smeared with shit, paint, and more. Police arrested Terry Wilson on Tuesday after physical and electronic evidence placed him at the scene of the crime. Wilson reportedly tried to flee on Tuesday when officers arrived to arrest him. Officers chased Wilson and were able to stop him and take him into custody, at which time he was found to be in possession of a firearm, pot and drug paraphernalia. Taken to the hospital, medically cleared before booking him into the Ada County Jail. Wilson has identified himself online as an associate professor at Boise State and has been described by the press as the Boise Black Lives Matter chapter spokesman. Boise State University, however, told the news that Wilson, who is a Black Lives Matter activist, according is neither a current professor or student at the university. So he lied about that. In 2020, the Idaho Statesman reported that a man with the same name was the Boise Black Lives Matter chapter spokesman and now is being charged with smearing shit and vandalizing a statue of Abraham Lincoln. You know, the guy that signed the thing that freed the fucking slaves.
The Emancipation Proclamation.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. Dude, I do not understand. Abraham goddamn Lincoln.
Yeah.
The guy.
You know, the guy that got rid of habeas corpus for a while during a war. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Black Lives Splatter murder. Or Matter or Murder, a mob of Black Lives Matter agitators in Rochester, New York, physically trapped shoppers in a Wegmans grocery store on Tuesday, the one-year anniversary of the death of 41-year-old black man Daniel Prude. Shoppers struggled to escape. The agitators wrote Black Lives Matter slogans on the parking lot asphalt with chalk. The shoppers did find a way out of the store, and now the store appears to be closed as of this reporting.
I would have shot my way out.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. You're holding me against my will.
Yes.
That's entrapment. No. What is that called? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah, the word is not there in my head right now.
And it's not entrapment. It's something else.
No. Entrapment's what the cops do.
Right. That's funny.
It is widely pushed in the media that after the January 6th Capitol riot, that those who engaged in the activity of disrupting Congress were armed and violent, and that senators and representatives feared for their lives. However, the Department of Justice investigation into the actions of that day have revealed that no one was armed with a firearm. And the most egregious assault charges are against men who were armed with bear spray. This means all those media stories about people being charged with sedition is bullshit. Nobody had a gun, but yet a woman did get shot in the head and died.
Yeah,
by the cops.
Yeah, the cops in there pulled a fucking Ruby Ridge and fucking killed everybody.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to know her or her name or anything like that. It. Yes. Yeah.
White
woman, but yeah, no one was armed.
Right.
That's according to the Biden Department of Justice.
Yeah, so five people got Ruby Ridged and or Waco'd.
Yeah.
Citizens.
Yeah.
Congratulations, folks. You just got played.
Yeah. On March 20th, Axios reported that the Biden administration has entered into a six-month contract worth $86 million to house 1,200 migrant family members near the southwest border in Texas and Arizona. That deal works out to $71,666.67 per migrant, paid by your tax dollars, meaning that you are now a co-conspirator in one of the largest smuggling schemes in history, kids. You're welcome. Just some quick math on that. That means your tax money, $400 per illegal per night. Make sure you pay your income taxes this year. Old corn pop there sure needs your money.
Hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of money, and somebody who is not of my political belief system, please tell me how this next story is not absolutely racist. Okay? The city of Oakland is going to give families making under $59,000 a year a $500 check each month with no rules on how they spend it. Low-income families that are white are excluded from the program. Let me reread that last line. Low-income families that are white are excluded from the program. Now, I would like for a Democrat or a socialist or a communist, tell me how that is not absolutely textbook, not racist.
That's not, even if it's not racist, it's against the law. You can't judge that based on someone's skin color.
That's exactly what they're doing. Because those evil white people.
I'd be rolling a bunch of blacks. Rolling.
All right.
I'm sorry, well, I didn't say that loud.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This next story should be... These next two stories that we're going to end the show with are...
Happy, finally?
No, they're frightening. On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a case about whether law enforcement officers can enter people's home and confiscate guns without a warrant.
Which amendment? That's the Fourth Amendment, right?
Yes.
That's search and seizure.
Yes. Kanigla versus Storm. This is according to Forbes, is a case that could have wide-ranging consequences for policing, due process, mental health, as well as the Fourth Amendment. Notably, as part of the case, the Biden administration and attorney generals from 9 states are calling on the court to uphold warrantless gun confiscation. On the other hand, the Biden administration and its first amicus brief for the Supreme Court disregarded these worries and urged the court to uphold the first court's ruling that said the cops could do it. So basically, they want... Let's see, presumptively required when a government official's action is objectively grounded in a non-investigatory public interest such as health or safety. Remember the health or safety part for this next story.
Okay.
So if the cops are doing something they think is for health or safety or public good, then fuck the Constitution and your rights.
Right. And it could be anything. It could be any sort of good.
And that's what the Biden administration is wanting the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold. That ties into the last story of the week.
Okay, wait. Can I interject here?
Yes, you may.
All these cocksuckers out here with the guns. I got my gun. You can't take my goddamn guns away from me. Are they gonna do anything now?
Probably not.
Are they gonna do something?
Probably not.
Because these are the same assholes, you know, that you're not going to take the Second Amendment away.
Well, that's fine. They've taken your first or fourth.
Your first is gone. Your fourth is about ready to be gone because fucking Kavanaugh's going to take it away.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh, his record on the Fourth Amendment is shit.
Yep.
Everybody's bitching about him trying to get some pussy in the fucking 70s. And he's shits on the Fourth Amendment. Congratulations. Yeah, okay. So are you assholes with all these guns going to do something now? Are you going to do something now?
Well, that goes the next story.
Next story.
The White House and the last story, thankfully. The White House confirmed on Friday that Biden will sign executive orders on gun control. I will note that when the president was the vice president in the Obama-Biden administration, he helped put in place 23 executive actions to combat gun violence, according to the little Chucky doll that's his press secretary. It's one of the levers that we can use that any federal government, any president can use to help address the prevalence of gun violence and address community safety around the country. On Friday, Biden may have hinted that one of his first actions on guns could have to do with 3D printed guns and imported firearms. I'm calling on Congress to enact common sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets, Biden said, or at least the Biden puppet said. We owe it to all those who we've lost and all those left behind to grieve to make a change. The time to act is now. Gun violence in this country has become a public health crisis.
There it is.
There's that word, kids, health, which ties into the last story. If the cops see it's a health and safety issue, then you have no rights. Because he knows he can't get gun laws passed through Congress because they don't have the votes.
Right, so he's just
so he's going to have to executive order it, which be illegal. Yeah.
We don't need that pesky Constitution anyway.
Nope. Bunch of old white men wrote it.
Whatever.
Get ready.
That's what did you
say that for? 5 years. Longer than that, actually, but we've only had the show for 5 years.
If we had a dollar for every time we said get ready,
we'd have better equipment.
We'd
be filthy
rich. We'd have much better audio equipment.
That's it. We'd sound better. We'd have at least three more listeners. Yeah.
We have maybe a bunch of land that we just hide on for a bit.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, so get ready for that.
Yeah, they're going to tell you, they're totally going to strip the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah. And it's not going to be, you know, Biden and Kamala personally coming to your door to take your guns. It's going to be National Guard, your local police, your local state police. It's
now, depending on where you are, though, I don't think your local police will do it.
I think that it's going to have to be a decision made by each individual officer. Do I go by my oath to uphold the Constitution, or, hey, do I want a paycheck in my retirement?
I have a pension.
I have a pension. I have a retirement plan. I have a family to feed. Or do I go by what I said I would do?
Yeah, and then when push comes to shove and everybody joins in on the fun and, you know, takes our goddamn country back.
People remember.
Especially if you're out in the sticks, you know where their families are.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, hey, I saw you at church the other day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How's your wife and kids?
Yeah.
How's your wife and my kids? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
kind of worried about it. There goes the Constitution.
Yep. Quicker than we thought.
Yeah, not a commie kid fucker. So yeah, and I still have the First Amendment to protect what I want to say. So fuck off.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yep. You got any final thoughts for this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
I wish I had a quote. Just get your shit ready.
Wait, you don't have to take, if you can't take the high ground.
Take the high ground? Yeah. Let's go with that one for sure. Because, man, it's coming quick. Quicker than I ever thought. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And hopefully, we will be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.